USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Prosecutors dropped all 16 charges against actor Jussie Smollett, who was accused of staging a hate crime against himself. In exchange, Smollett has agreed to surrender the bond he had paid. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, not happy with the decision.
He did this all in the name of self-promotion, and he used the laws of the hate crime legislation to stand up to be the values that embody what we believe in. This is a whitewash of justice.
Top Republicans say the Mueller report is evidence that California Democrat Adam Schiff got his facts wrong and needs to leave his House Intelligence Committee post. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on why Schiff should go.
You cannot have a chair of a committee that misled the American public, misled their conference, in a moment that we now have an answer.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is requesting a jury trial for his Florida prostitution case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's ready to announce further action in the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip. He added that he'll do whatever is necessary to defend his people. Last night, Israeli jets bombed targets in Gaza and militants fired rockets into Israel. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announces international action against abortion. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
This is decent. This is right. And I'm proud to serve an administration that protects the least amongst us.
Secretary Mike Pompeo says U.S. taxpayer dollars should not be used to support abortion services around the world. So the government will seek to withhold contributions to any organization that actively promotes abortion as a method of family planning.
This administration and this State Department and our USAID will do all we can to safeguard U.S. taxpayer dollars and protect and respect the sanctity of life.
Pompeo condemning what he referred to as the global abortion industry.
You're listening to USA Radio.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Republican Congressman Mark Green of Tennessee has called on House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff to resign from his position amid the conclusion of Robert Mueller's investigation of President Trump and his administration. Green explains on Fox News why he wants the California Democrat Schiff to resign.
Well, I think Adam Schiff should step down as the chairman of the House Intel Committee. I mean, many, many times he mentioned that there was this credible evidence that he had seen and that he had verified. And after a two-year lengthy investigation by a very respected, prosecutor, we have no evidence of collusion. In fact, probably the only collusion has been between the liberal media and the DNC to throw the 2020 election. Very clearly, there was no collusion. Adam Schiff has been talking about evidence. He's the chairman of House Intel. His policies on evidence before his committee, I mean, this is ridiculous. He needs to step down. I mean, it's bad. We don't need a conspiracy theorist running our House Intel committee.
The congressman continues with a message for Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
Our speaker needs to step up. This is about the credibility of the United States House of Representatives, the credibility of the House Intel Committee. Hopefully she'll do it, but they haven't acted that way so far in this session of Congress.
Please remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.